Yid once apparently approached the Chazon Ish, Zichrono Livracha, after the war. And he said he's got lots of sfeikas in Emunah. After all this can happen, how could such a thing happen? How could the Baruch Hashem allow such terrible tragedies before on Klal Yisrael? He couldn't hold his Emunah firm. So the Chazon Ish listened to all his questions. He said, how can Hashem allow such a thing to happen on his Yidin, Tzadikim, were shechted, Yidin, Kinderlech were shechted, Cholila. How can Hashem allow such a thing to happen? Chazon Ish, with incredible pikchus. He asked him, he wasn't young, Chazon Ish, so he asked him if he can please get the Shas. Chazon Ish had the Shas in the back of his room. And he asked him, do you mind to get the Gemara? Gemara, I think it was the Gemara Nid, apparently. He asked the Gemara, he took it out of the Gemara, he said, open up, a daf. He asked him, showed him a Tosfos. Apparently very complicated Tosfos. And I asked him, do you understand the Gemara? He says, I think I know vaguely what the Gemara is talking about. He says, Rashi, Tosfos, can you explain to me Tosfos? He says, that's complicated Tosfos. I remember that, I wasn't clear in it. It's a bit of a complicated Tosfos, I'm not quite sure. And he says, you don't understand the Tosfos, you can't explain to me Tosfos. So how do you expect to explain what Ribbono Shem's plan is in this world, the master plan, Ribbono Shem? Can't explain Tosfos. I expect the bigger picture for sure can't explain. That was the Chazon Ish's answer. It's for me, Gevaldik Chizik, think about Parshas Chukas that we just started. We're whole day we're busy learning Torah, hopefully, not the whole day, but at least part of the day. And whenever we approach the Torah, we're trying to understand Ribbono Shelom's words. When we daven to Ribbono Shelom, we approach the Ribbono Shelom with it. Torah is Ribbono Shelom explaining to us his understanding of the world. But we're very keen to understand Ribbono Shelom's world. We're very keen, we're desperate to understand. But ultimately, we have to know that so is Chukas HaTorah. The whole Torah is a choik. Ultimately, we have to understand. We can't even comprehend the fraction of a fraction of the ocean of the river. We can't. We're a little. Ultimately, everything is a choik. So is Chukas HaTorah. It's not just Chukas HaPoraduma. The whole Torah is a choik. Ultimately, we have to lift our hands and say, that's your Torah, Ribbono Shelom, that's your world. We're just little, tiny little ants trying to understand what's going on. Yeah. That was my thought. Yeah. Okay. Torah Yidin, we're learning this week, the halachas with regards to Aliyah LeTorah. Halachas with regards to Aliyah LeTorah, we'll be discussing, we start a little bit on Thursday. We'll go into more details. We'll be discussing exactly how to lead the Torah, how to do Birkas HaTorah. We'll be discussing as well what happens if somebody says Ashenosan Lonu instead of Bocha at the beginning. He confuses. What about vice versa? Well, this will be covered tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll also be talking about exactly what to hold. Do you have to close it? Do you have to keep it open? We'll be discussing as well when to cover up. We'll be discussing also very, very important halacha, what happens if the Sefer Torah was open in the wrong page, as it were, wrong klaf was open, and he's made it big as a Torah, does that matter or not? So we'll be discussing all those halachas in Mitzvah Hashem, but let's go back to Sif Dalet, which is the bottom of page 42. Kol ha-koyrin mevarchin lefoneh v'lachareo. Anybody, big as a Torah, you have to have a bracha before and after, big as a, after leaning. Uv'poisach, Haseifa, you open up the Seifa, Kodim Shevorech, before you make a bracha. Feroya Posuk, and you look at the Posuk that you're going to be starting from, Shtuch Laschel, Boy, Vachkach, Yevorech, and afterwards you make a bracha. Bracha Shelachareo, Velach Shekora, and after leaning, Goyleil, you close it up, and Vorech, you make a Vachkach Yevorech, Velach Shekora, Goyleil, and Mevorech. Rabbi Sainz, if Cotton is involved in Mishnah Bura, says, Mevorchen lefoneh v'lachareo. Hine lachareo, she'er birkas ha'sanosan, says the Mishnah Bura, le'kul almed rabbonon. The bracha after the leaning is certainly a drabbonon. Velefoneo, however, the bracha lefoneo prior to leining, she bekes asher bracha bonu to bracha vasher bracha. When yesh there is been a person's opinions within the poskim, im devar toira derabon is it deraisa or rabbinical? This is only if you have not said Birkas HaTorah previously at the beginning of the evening at all. But if you have said Birkas HaTorah previously, lekul al mid rabbonon, certainly is mid rabbonon. So the point is that if somebody just shows up in shul, it's the only koyein, and he suddenly, as he walks into shul, he's called up for an aliyah, and he then says Birkas HaTorah asher bracha bonu, then there's a machlokes as to whether it's rabbinical or deraisa. However, if you said an average person who said Birkas HaTorah previously, it's according to all opinions going to be both asher bracha bonu and asher nasalon is going to be in the rabbonon. But it's important to know that it may be a deraisa under some circumstances. Right, now Rabbi Sai, what is the halacha? Mishnah Berurah now is going to discuss what's the halacha if a person makes a mistake. Instead of Asher Bracha Bonu, he says Asher Nosan Lon. What's the halacha then? Repeat. Good, you're saying it depends as to whether he's finished saying the bracha altogether. What you Taina? Made a mistake? You're saying that Lechoyer could... Lemais in the Mishnah Berurah passes as follows. Yet there is a slight difference, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Im Torah beBirkas HaTorah. If a person makes a mistake in Birkas HaTorah, the Pasach, and he started, Asher Nosan Lonu, and he says, Asher Nosan Lonu, which is obviously the Pocha afterwards, Bimkoim instead, Asher Bocha, instead of Asher Bocha, Halach is as follows. Im Niska Koidim Shamra Hashem Achsime, if he remembers exactly as you are saying, if he remembers before he said Bochato Hashem Noisina Toiro, he says before or after the Hashem, then Yaschil, he should restart Me Asher Bocha Bonu. He should start again from Asher Bocha Bonu. Veim kva Oma Bochato Hashem. However, if you said already Bochato Hashem of Noisina Toiro, although he hasn't said yet Noisina Toiro, Yesaimos Bocha should complete that Bocha. So yes, if a person, imagine that, a person said, before landing, he said, Hashem Osan Lono Teh Hashem, Ezechan Otem Zechenu Bochat Hashem, you just finish off Noisin HaTorah. That's it. If you remember, before Bochat Hashem, before that word Hashem, you go back. That's normally what happens, I think, because people are normally very quick to notice that. But if he said Noisin HaTorah, if you've actually finished Bochat Hashem, and therefore you have to finish off Noisin HaTorah, Yoimar Hashem Bochat Bonu, you have to then switch it. You have to say Asher Bocha Bonu after leining. You have to say after Asher Bocha Bonu at the end. Oit Kasav Sham, and the Dech HaChaim also says, Im Oma Bocha Rishon HaKuroi Bocha Shnir Tov Yisrael Asher Bocha Bonu. What happens if he says the first Bocha, he says properly Asher Bocha Bonu, but also after leining, he says Asher Bocha Bonu. Then, Him Niskam Terem Omroi Bocha Ta Hashem Noi Sinat Toiro, if he remembers before he says Bocha Ta Hashem Noi Sinat Toiro, Yaschem Asher Nosan Lonu, he should say Asher Nosan Lonu. But if you only remember at the very end, when he said Noisin HaTorah, Yaschlo et apom etchilas bocha, should say the bocha again. Ve'im nizkalacha bochato Hashem kodim Noisin HaTorah, if he remembers after he said bochato Hashem, but before he said Noisin HaTorah, yema miyad elikenu melech olam asher nosan lonu v'chulu. So then you should say straight away elikenu melech olam asher nosan lonu teras emes. So the halacha is with regards to a person who says Asher Nosan Lonu at the beginning, it depends if he says Shem Hashem or not. If he said Shem Hashem, he should just keep going and finish off the first bocha as if it was the bocha after. And he should then, after leining, he should say Asher Bocha Bonu. That's what he said. However, if you remember, before you said bocha to Hashem, then you should go back to the beginning of the bocha, of the correct bocha. Right, now the Shulchan Aruch says, V'roya Posuk, you should look at the Posuk. This is very important. One should look at the Posuk. Because really one makes a bracha on seeing the Posuk. It's really important to see the Posuk. And it's, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Koton Tezayin, V'roya Posuk, you see the Posuk. Kidei, in order, Shiyed Al Ma'am Vorech, you should see what you're making a bracha on. I said last week, and I'm Chozer. I said last week about kissing. I don't remember exactly what I said.
You said you don't
Right. Okay. So this is what I said, and this is not accurate. I saw that there is a Shaar Ephraim, which is widely quoted in the Achronim. Mishneh Berurah doesn't quote it, but it's widely quoted in the Achronim that yes, one should kiss before making the first bracha. Is that the minhag, Rabbosai? Is that what many people are knowing? I think it is. I think actually upon reflection and upon revisiting Hover Shabbos, I saw the Shaar Ephraim is quoted in many Achronim, and some say kach noagu. It seems that many have the minhag to take and kiss before the bracha. What's the reason for that? What could be the reason? Chaviv is a mitzvah. That's exactly what they say. Chaviv is a mitzvah, the love of the mitzvah. You're so excited. Chaviv is a Torah, to love the Torah. We kiss the Torah before we make the bracha. Some achronim don't like it. And they positively bring down the Shaar Ephraim and they say, don't do it. Any suggestions why? Correct. Not hefsek related. No, that's interesting. I didn't see bizoin. Close to that. Not mamish bizoin. But some are concerned. I saw that in a number of achronim. This is right. Some are concerned with us from mechika. You may be potentially damaging the ksav. This could, of course, have various knock-on. First of all, the actual damaging of the letters of Sefer Torah. You could pass the Sefer Torah. So some achronim are very opinionated about it. Don't touch the klaf. Don't get anywhere near the klaf. Don't touch the klaf. You may by mistake rub off just a tiny bit of the letters. As well as, if it's on Shabbos, you may be over on Issa D'Raisa, Meshoigig, but not really Meshoigig, but you may unintentionally be over on Issa D'Raisa of Mechika. You may also, if you're lucky, or rather not lucky, you may be over on Mechika Zashem at the same time. So some Achronim are very, very unhappy about kissing the osius of the Sefer Torah. They don't like it. Over the Shaar Ephraim is widely quoted amongst the Machonim. So I saw that the emissary is that there is various minhagim. It would appear that Shaar Ephraim says only at the beginning, actually. That's what it would appear. Yeah. Yeah. Pardon? Very good. So some say, based on those questions and the tainis on the Shaar Ephraim, we could do it sensibly. First of all, you could just have the tzitzis touching, and then there's not much. Or you could go on the side and touch on the side. So there's various way out in order to avoid any potential mechikas. It could be done, it can be helped. But I saw the Shaar Ephraim is quoted, and I asked, over Shabbos, I asked a few elderly gentlemen, a few elderly yidden, and it seems that it's been a minig for a long time to kiss the... That's what it sounds like from my little bit of research that I've done. It seems to be quite a common minig to kiss prior to the first bracha. Yeah.
Has Rav Moshe Feinstein's Ronabrocha, Rav Orbach,
yeah.
Rav Kanievsky?
So I don't know about Moshe Feinstein. Good question. I didn't find out about Moshe Feinstein. I know that Shlomo Zalman... Yes, thanks for asking. Shlomo Zalman took it. Yeah, he did Shabbos Mincha. Actually, what he did is he didn't wear talis for Shabbos Mincha. He took the gartel. He took the gartel and he kissed with that. That's how he did it. But it's also Chaviv is a mitzvah. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, yes, indeed did. Yeah.
Those who objected, did they say that people might touch it with their hands directly?
They seem to have been concerned, the minhag seem to have been, or their concern seem to have been that they took with their hands, they took the tzitzis and they touched it, and therefore potentially you could rub off a little bit. Okay, so whatever you do, you're doing the right thing. But it's an interesting discussion. I think it's interesting to know the background of this discussion. Good. Now, the Mishneh Berurah now in Sifkot Nudzayin addresses the Shaila of should you close... Now, remember the Sefer Torah that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is as far as the Sefer Torah, right? Which are standing like this and you close them up. So it's slightly different than Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, which we currently have got. So the Mishneh Berurah now addresses the point, should you close the Sefer Torah? Should you actually close it during Birkas HaTorah or not? Should you close it for the first bracha For the second bracha, should you close the Sefer Torah or not? Should you or not? So the Mishnah Berurah goes into this discussion in Sefer Katan Yud Zayin. It's as follows. You do not need to close the Sefer Torah during your first bracha. You don't need to close it. And you do not need to worry about Shema Yoimru, people saying the following. There would potentially be a concern that people are going to say, oh, look at that, he's got a very interesting edition of the Sefer Torah. He's got the brochois in his edition of that, say, that Mahadura, that edition of the, say, that version. There's a version 4.11 that has the brochois in the Sefer Torah. What an interesting version. So that would be a concern that the brochois, that therefore, how could you avoid that? You could avoid it by closing the Sefer Torah. Then nobody's going to say that it's got an edited version of the Sefer Torah. But otherwise, if it's open, maybe you'd say that, look, he's saying the brochois from the Sefer Torah. A concern indeed. So he said that actually you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. Why is that? You don't have to worry. Shema Yom, people are going to say, brochos ksuvas batoira. The brochos are written in the Torah. V'umevoich, and he makes a brocha min ha-sefer from the Sefer Torah. Why is that? Why is there no such concern? Ta'akol yoidim, everybody knows. Shein brochos ksuvas b'sefer Torah. Everybody knows that brochos are not written in the Sefer Torah. Therefore, as far as that is concerned, you do not need to close the Sefer Torah whilst you're saying the brocha. Fetafre be'brocha rishon aleichoshul hazeh. This is only true with regards to the first bracha, mishum tirchel tzibur, with a combined element of tirchel tzibur, sheitzdochu lehamtin ad sheyachzir v'yiftach. There's an element of tirchel tzibur over here because you're going to close the Sefer Torah and people are waiting. How long does it take?
Second,
maybe 2 seconds, depending on how swift you are. And there's an element of tirchel tzibur. Two people, 2 seconds is tirchel tzibur. That's how precious the time is for. It's an element of tirchel tzibur. Therefore, we're not concerned about Shema Yoimru. Brochus ksuvas batoira. He says, no. Mishum the tirchel tzibur shetzoch lamtin ashachzi v'yiftach. There's an element of tirchel tzibur. Avol b'vocho achoino. However, with regards to b'vocho achoino, the leket hamzeh, there's no point of Tichel Tzibure, Tikan Belavoch, it's a chligla la sefer, big avale gavre. You'd after the brocha, you anyway need to close the sefer Torah, big avale gavre. Therefore, bevada od if yoisa shigl kodem abocha, it's better to close the sefer Torah before the brocha, vizilshim isam machab lach shikor gulim avoch. And that's what it means. After the brocha, he should close the sefer Torah, make a brocha. So again, this is an interesting Mishnebura. Mishnebura means to say as follows. There is potentially the chashash of Shema Yoimru. You really, ideally, should close the Sefer Torah when you say the brocha. Ideally, in an ideal world. Because people are going to say, look, it's got a funny Sefer Torah that the brochas are in there. So close the Sefer Torah if possible. But however, we're not so concerned about it. If there is an element of Tichel Tzibur, we're going to say, don't worry about it. If there's an element of Tichel Tzibur, then we say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, it's fine, people are going to chop it, it's not written in Sefer Torah. However, if there's no element of Tichel Tzibur, interesting spot. If there's no element of Tichel Tzibur, such as after by the Boch of Asher Nosanon, he's anyway been Gavra Le Gavra, he's anyway going to have to end up closing the Sefer Torah. There we're going to say, if you're anyway going to end up closing the Sefer Torah, there's no element of Tichel Tzibur anyway, so you might as well ensure that it's closed whilst you say the brocha, so that people are not going to say Shema Yoimru, that brocha is ksuvas b'Torah. Does that make sense, Rabbi Yisai? It's a chap of Mishneh Berurah. What I feel is, very musadig element over here, is, what's the musadig part of the Mishneh Berurah? What's the musadig part? Exactly, not to waste time, and so much so. You're talking about wasting other people's time, and well, how long does it take to be girdled Sefer Torah? How long is it? Literally seconds. Literally seconds. Tichel Tzibur is also Gemara in Sota, I remember. Gemara in Sota, it's evident that just a few seconds is Tichel Tzibur. Pardon? Yeah, that's a good point, because we find sometimes less Tichel, you're right. You're 100% right, we found that previously. It looks like here there is. Very, very good. Very good point. Very, very interesting point. Pardon? Yeah, but this halacha also applies on Shabbos. If it's on a regular Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah applies as well. So it's saying, but we find with the element of tichel, which is a few seconds, we worry about others. Don't waste other people's time, even when it comes to seconds. Okay, now the Gemara continues the Gemara, we're in the second line. Whilst you make the brocha rishon asher bachabonu, ya foich ponov el atzad, Turn your face slightly to the side. Shelo yenir kemoach min haTorah. Again, for the same reasoning, you don't want to appear as if you are saying the bracha from the Sefer Torah. Again, version 4.11. Shelo yenir kemoach min haTorah. V'nirali, the Ramo ever says, tiyafach ponim letzad smoyloi. I think you should turn your face towards the left, says the Ramo. So we're learning over here that when you say birkas haTorah, turn your face a little bit. Kolboy seems like not makbid any side. But the Ramah says, turn your face towards the left. Because like this, you're going to avoid... Otherwise, people are going to start thinking, look, he's saying the bracha from the Sefer Torah. So turn away a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes, yeah, so according to Kolboy, it's good. According to the Ramah, you're saying it's not ideal. Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah says, the brachas aren't just from the Sefer Torah.
Yeah, so you're right. It's going with the Mishnah Berurah earlier also told us that ideally we're choshed for that. The Mishnah Berurah just said that in combination with Tichat Zibura, we're not concerned. So you're right. We find that svara to some extent. Yeah. That's mamash your point, Rabbi Kagan. Because of here, there's no tichat zibur. Ideally, if there's no tichat zibur, try to make sure that every chaps, you're not saying the brachas from the Torah. Smoiloi, why do you have to turn towards the left? Do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm in the negative, because it's opposite the Beshefa, you're opposite Hashem. The right hand side of Hashem is your. Hashem's right hand side is your left. So therefore, you should turn, when you make a bracha, you should turn to the left. Canal Tim Kufchov Gimel, as discussed in the earlier Simimu. However, Yesh Achorim Shikasu Tafich Hasponov Ponov Enelochot. Other Achorim say that turning your face is not the right thing to do. The Mare Atzmoi, by doing so, you're showing Kilo and Mavarech al Mashiko. Because you're by showing, turning your face to the other direction, you're showing, you know what, this has nothing to do with me. I'm making bracha on something else. This is one matter, and I'm making bracha on something else. V'rak al Midachin, I'm making bracha on something else. Dom is Salik Ponav Menu, you're turning your face from the Torah. It smells a bit off color. It's a bit off, it's a bit nished. Don't turn your face to the other direction of the Sefer Torah. Make a bracha on the Torah. Don't turn away from it. For Yosef Toy, better yet, lehatzim einav, to close your eyes, shalo listakel b'Sefer Torah, not to look into the Sefer Torah b'shas bracha during the bracha. Haim b'vi halacha, see what b'halacha at v'yesh noyagin. Okay, so we're having over here a machloek as achronim as to whether it's better to look away or better not to look away. So according to the Ramah, it's better to look to the side, ideally to the left-hand side during bracha. Mishnah Berurah says, some say it's better not to do that. Close your eyes, but don't turn away. What is the minig, Yidden? What? Pardon? You've seen everything, right.
Every issue I can think of, people turn to the right.
Yeah.
And the brachas are on the right.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true. I did say that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was makbid. But it's true that generally people are not. Yeah, so we find various minogim. People, some people are makbid to turn away, some people are makbid to look inside. What's the mashmos in the Mishnah Berurah? Yeah. I suppose, ma'am, you're right, it doesn't say it explicitly. I suppose it's no worse than closing eyes.
Better.
Yeah, better. Akupon, yeah. Why? Why is it worse? You're not looking in a Sefer Torah. You're looking inside. What? I think I misunderstood your question. That's true. That you shouldn't. No, I misunderstood you. So if there is, who referred to the fact that the brachas are normally printed on the side? Yeah. So what we have got over here is either you look away or you close your eyes. We don't have anything about looking on the side where the brachas are, but I'm sure that's no worse than closing eyes.
Is it from the time of the Avraham, or is it later?
Because there's no one in the world today who's going to think you've got Rachel's written inside the Torah. It just doesn't exist anywhere, and anyone's even sure isn't going to know that, you know, you're not going to have Rachel's written.
I don't know the answer to your question.
But even though Shmuel wasn't worried about it that much.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know if it's Medina the Gemara or Medina Hashem. I don't know. It's a good question. I hear. We'll make enough come in now.
How worried should we be about it? Because it sounds like we really don't need to be that worried about it.
Yeah, it's true. We're not particularly. You can see from the Shmuel, as you're pointing out correctly, we see the Shmuel himself is not particularly concerned about it. Yeah. Okay, and just to finish off this Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah finishes off saying as follows: Yesh nagin lishchois lishtachvois beis amiras habocha. Some people do like a shtickler, you know, they bend down a little bit during the bracha. Is that what people do? They bend down a little bit during the bracha. Mishum kvoid haTorah, in order to give honor to the Torah. Because of Eli Rabba says, Al kolponan loyishchei gam besoif habocha. Don't do that at the end of the bracha. Only do that at the beginning of the bracha. Don't do that. Only do that at the first bracha, not the second bracha. Nos diri kilu moisiv ala shchios kshetiknu chachomim. There's a concern that we find in Chazal that we shouldn't be moisiv ala kiyas. We shouldn't be moisiv on the shtachavoyas. And by some say that if you'd be doing that by the bracha ashenas alonu, you'd be adding to the kiyas, and that's not recommended. Pardon?
What are you adding to?
You're adding more shtachavoyas. You're adding. Right, so it's a good question. That itself is discussed in the post-game. Could be that if it's a totally different bracha, there is no concern. Could be. Correct. That's right, yeah. So that's the halach over here. I don't know what the minig is. What is the minig? People do, people don't. What does it say here? I am very interested.
Art scroll.
So he says as follows. Let's see. The oile touched the Torah with the coin. Oh, very interesting indeed. So he says over here, the oile touched the Torah with the corner of his talus. That's what he says. And he kisses it. He then begins the bracha, following at Bochum, straightening up at Hashem. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So he says, clearly he paskens that one should, like the Shaar Ephraim, one should kiss with a tzitzis. That's what he says. Ramash like the Shaar Ephraim, he also paskens like the Shaar Ephraim, he's not concerned about the chashash of the other achroidim. That's very interesting. He does say shtachavoye. He then begins the blessing, bowing down at Bochu, straightening up at Hashem. That's what he says. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, very good. Thank you very much. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight, Vesiyat Nishmai. We learned all the halachas relevant with regards to the Birkas HaTorah of an oile. So this is a Lila Torah. We said it's a bracha before and after. Bracha after could potentially be the reise if he hasn't said Birkas HaTorah earlier. We said that he should roya posuk, he should look at the posuk, then he makes a bracha. And we spoke about a Shaar Ephraim, which is not mentioned in Mishnah Berurah about kissing. But Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it. We spoke about if a person confuses the brochas, depends as to whether he says the name of Hashem or not. We spoke about the closing, and we said that it's really critical to close it by the brochas Hashem Asanon, being Gavra and Gavra. By Asher Bochabon, it's not so critical because of the combination of Techel Tzibur plus there's no Chashav Hashem Yoimru, there's room to be lenient. We spoke about being Yahapach, the Ramah says you should turn your face, that you shouldn't look in the Mevorach Min HaTorah, and the Ramah says ideally to the left hand side. The Mishnah Berurah says that some don't like this so much because it would appear as if you're not interested in the Torah, Chalila. And we spoke about being Mishtachavoyah, making Mishtachavoyah by Borchu, and others say that it's Moshe Vashtachavoyah and shouldn't do that. Okay, that's what we covered tonight, and we'll continue Sif Hei tomorrow.